WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has resigned in part over his recusal from the Russian investigation. Sessions announced his resignation in a letter to President Trump. He said the resignation came at your request. In the interim, Sessions' chief of staff, Matthew Whitaker, will serve as the acting attorney general. There's more on the story at nj1015.com. Former sports radio co-host, New Jersey 101.5 afternoon talk host Craig Carton has been convicted of fraud. The verdict against Carton returned by a jury at a federal court in New York this afternoon. Carton was accused of swindling investors in a ticket reselling business. Sentencing is set for next February. Governor Murphy says it's good. Voters approved the sale of $500 million in bonds for school construction projects because the money will go to important uses. The margin was narrow, passing with 52% of the vote.
It was a close call, which I understand, by the way, because we have a lot of indebtedness. This came to me. It was a $1 billion bill, and I cut it in half to $500 million. That was my way of saying we got to be careful on our indebtedness, and we do.
The borrowing will fund county VOTEX and school security, county colleges, and school district water infrastructure improvements. In Jersey's House races, in the 3rd District, in what could be yet another upset, Democratic challenger Andy Kim has taken the lead over Congressman Tom MacArthur. MacArthur had a slight edge over Kim Tuesday night, but after more ballots were counted this afternoon in Burlington County, Kim took a 2,600-vote lead. Ballots still being counted. If Kim unseats MacArthur, that will leave New Jersey with just a single Republican congressman. Louise Wilson of New Jersey's Future says they offer towns and cities in the state guidance in transforming stormwater runoff from polluted water to clean runoff. They offer a toolkit to train locals in building green infrastructure.
This toolkit will help to position towns through planning what's right for them and getting ahead of the game.
The toolkit is a range of stormwater management strategies that emphasizes runoff absorption right into the ground instead of carrying it through polluting pipes.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.